Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, welcome back, my Christian and Muslim audience. Today, we're going to start the topic of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. And let's talk a little bit about Jesus' crucifixion according to Islam. Some Muslims think that God would never have allowed the Jews to crucify Jesus because he is honored in the Quran as a great prophet. I would like to remind these beloved Muslims of verses from the Quran that teach of messengers, prophets of God who were killed. So I always like to make comparison between what the Quran say, what the Bible said. We, of course, obey and follow the Bible alone, but it's interesting that even the Quran sometimes contradict what Muslim scholars are teaching, because they say, oh, God would never allow the Jews to crucify Jesus. Well, the Quran in Surah 4, the Jews broke their covenant that they rejected the signs of Allah, that they slew the messengers in defiance of right. Let me read to you another verse in Surah 2, that whenever there come to you, come to the Jews, that's what the Quran means, whenever there comes to you a messenger with what ye yourselves desire not, ye are puffed up with pride, some ye called impostors, and others you slay. And of course, there is many other verses in the Quran, such as Surah 3. Now, Muslims and Christians agree that God's prophets represent God's feelings and thoughts. We agree about that. If we also agree that many of them suffered in the process of representing God and communicating God's message, then Muslim teachers should not think that it is strange that God, who sent the prophets, also suffered himself for our sake through the person of Jesus Christ. This is very interesting observation I noticed while I was praying and writing Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, the book. So the objection is God would never have allowed the Jews to crucify Jesus because he is honored in the Quran as a great prophet. Well, my beloved Muslim friends, there are many verses from the Quran that teaches messengers, prophets of God who were killed. And I mentioned those to you. The fact which is clearly revealed throughout the gospel, God is love. And that's why he came and he suffered through the person of Jesus Christ. Now, love is the essence of who God is. I know that Muhammad and the Quran never revealed this fact. And this is the most important fact God wants you to know about himself. Of course, Satan, your enemy, does not want you to know the truth about God, because Satan does not want you to have the right relationship with God. As long as you don't know who God is, you will never have true peace about your relationship with him. God is love. This fact also is not taught clearly by Jewish teachers, actually by most philosophers and the religious systems. But God wants you to know, because he is love, as the gospel is stated clearly, God decided to give you himself. Did you hear me? God decided to give you of himself, unselfishly, through sending Jesus Christ to pay the penalty for all your sins. Because God is love. God wants to bring good into your life. I love it. Because my life is full of good things and good people because God brought goodness to my life. My life, my heart, my mind is full of God's goodness. And because God is good, He wants to give you the chance to be forgiven for all your sins. He wants you to enjoy His love and presence all your life and forever. You tell me, but I am not worthy. I don't deserve it. It is not possible that God loves me that much and I am not a very good person. Well, I answer you with the word of God in Romans 5, verse 8. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That's what the Bible teaches us. Again, you might be thinking and saying, I don't deserve God's love. My friend, none of us deserves God's awesome love. Jesus and the gospel declares that in spite of our unworthiness, God loves us with an everlasting love. This is the most important truth God wants you to know from the words and life of Jesus. God wants you to receive His love by opening your heart to Jesus and inviting Jesus to come in your heart. Let God show you how much He loves you. You tell me, Sammy, I have problems in my life. I answer you, God promised in the gospel to take care of all your problems, take care of you. God's word encourages us. We read in the Bible, give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares about you. Okay? God does not love certain people because their actions are wonderful and good, and He does not love other people because their actions and work are not pleasing to Him. No. One of my Muslim friends told me, then because you believe that God loves you no matter what and God's going to forgive you, now you can go and do all the sins and wrong things you do. I always tell my Muslim friends, the opposite is true. Because I am experiencing God's love in my heart and life, I want to obey Him. I want to serve Him. I want to please Him. But God is not like us. We tend to love some people because they do good things for us, and we decide not to love other people because they do nothing for us or they don't like us. God knows that you do wrong things and that you don't obey Him, and He's still committed to bring good to your life if you give Him a chance, because He loves you. God wants you to be in harmony with His will and to obey Him and to live close to Him, because He wants you to experience His love and enjoy His presence. God wants you to receive Jesus in your heart, because Jesus is the perfect manifestation of who God is and the perfect experience you can have of God's love when you put your faith in Jesus and when you believe in who Jesus is. God's word in the Bible does not only just reveal the right information, facts about God, but it also helps and guides us to experience God's presence and God's love. My friend, Jesus said in the Gospel, chapter 6, Gospel of John, all that the Father give me will come to me, and the one who comes to me, I will by no means cast out. My friend, I want to help you to put your faith in Jesus Christ. You can repeat this prayer after me if you mean it from your heart. If God spoke to you, dear God, thank you for Jesus. God, I decide today by faith to put my faith in Jesus, that He paid the penalty for my sins through His sacrifice. God, you did this for me because you love me. God, I repent of my sins. I don't want to live far from you any longer. Help me, God, to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
have a coworker who's a Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sammy Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.